Random House Audio presents Johannes Cabal, The Necromancer, by Jonathan L. Howard. Read for you by Christopher Cazenove. A clock stopped. Not the mantles. Geneva's father's skill can't put the puppet bowing that just now dangled still. Emily Dickinson. Chapter 1. In which a scientist visits hell and a deal is struck. Walpurgisnacht, the Hexennacht, the last night of April, the night of witches when evil walks abroad. He stood at a desolate and lonely place where there would be no interruption, no prying eyes. The air smelled metallic with freshly spilt blood. The body of a decapitated virgin kid goat lay nearby. He had no alloyed metal about him, but for a thin-bladed sword of fine steel he held in his right hand. That arm was naked, his shirt sleeve rolled up to the biceps. A silver coin wrapped in paper nestled in his waistcoat pocket. Before him burned a fire of white wood. His name was Johannes Cabal, and he was summoning a demon. O Arios, Almorzin, Arios, Membrot! The chanted names faded into the unusually still night air. Only the crackling of the fire accompanied him. Janna, Etit Namus, Zariat Natmix, and so on. He drew a deep breath and sighed, bored with the ritual. A-E-A-J-A.